Hello and welcome to the Media Madness Podcast, where we stop the madness by analyzing the news, critiquing the media, and covering a variety of topics. I'm Alex Nitzberg. Thank you for joining me today. So on today's show, I'm going to cover two main issues. The first issue I'm going to discuss is liberal academia, some of the bizarre courses that are being offered at America's colleges, and I'm also going to discuss my recent article titled The Post-Truth World of Academia. Then the second issue that I'm going to discuss is the massive support that institutions are giving to the LGBT movement. So let's get started, first of all, talking about academia. The Young Americas Foundation compiles a list of some of the college courses being offered at some of America's universities, and they title the report, Comedy and Tragedy, College Course Descriptions and What They Tell Us About Higher Education Today. And if you go through and look at their report, there are some bizarre and very left-wing courses being offered at America's universities today. And in their summary of the report, YAF states, quote, "You'll notice one recurring theme throughout the classes listed in this catalog, collectivism. Our colleges and universities are obsessed with relating every imaginable academic topic to the broad categories of sex, race, class, and gender." Also, it states in the summary, it says, "Academics go out of their way to corral people into specific categories based on identity," end quote. And so here are some examples from the report. The University of South Carolina's ecofeminism course is described as, quote, "an exploration of the connections between oppression of women and oppression of nature," end quote. A course offered at Williams College is titled Actually Existing Alternative Economies, and it basically appears to present capitalism in a negative light. Here is the beginning of the course description, quote, "Capitalism has a way of constricting our imaginations so that we come to believe the only possible form of economic institution is one based on profit-seeking, competition, and individualism. However, movements in countries including Brazil, France, Canada, and Spain are demonstrating otherwise. Theorists, practitioners, and social activists are adopting labels including solidarity economy and new economy to group together economic activities based on ideals of human provisioning, social justice, and environmental sustainability." And here are some other course titles that I pulled out of this report. There's a course titled Queering the Bible. There's a course titled Race and Capitalism. Here's one titled Rednecks, Queers, and Country Music, Identity and Social Status in Popular Culture. There are other courses. One is titled Saints and Sexuality, one called Sex, Gender, and the Bible, Studies and Gender and the Environment. And then there's The Economics of Socialism, Classic and Contemporary Marxism, Feminist Economics, Inequality and Social Justice, Marxism, Queer Theory. So those are some of the course titles that I extracted from this report. If you're interested, you can look it up. Now, some of the courses listed in this report could potentially benefit students if they're not delivered through the lens of liberalism. For instance, a course studying the writings of Karl Marx and other Marxists could benefit students if it's not delivered through a frame of liberalism. But considering the overall tenor of academia and considering the context of this list and all of these courses, it seems unlikely that the course would be delivered without that frame of liberalism. In my recent article titled The Post-Truth World of Academia, I made the point that radical ideas that defy reality can flourish at universities that indoctrinate students with intellectual insanity while inculcating them against biblical morality. And I noted that the Oxford Dictionary's 2016 Word of the Year is post-truth, and that the term post-truth provides an apt description of the ideology and environment being promoted on some of America's college campuses today. So the term post-truth is defined as, quote, "relating to or denoting circumstances in which objective facts are less influential in shaping public opinion than appeals to emotion and personal belief," end quote. And doesn't that describe some of the craziness that we see going on at America's colleges? And here's the example that I give in that article. There was a recent event titled IVQ that was held at Harvard College. And the event is held at a different Ivy League school every year. This year it was at Harvard. And it's an LGBT type event. And the program guide says, quote, "Part of making IVQ a safe space is respecting one another's identifications, whether they relate to sexual orientation, gender identity, race, ethnicity, or any other community/identity category." And then listen to this. This is the really important part here. "Every person has the absolute right to define themselves as they see fit. If someone identifies with a particular label or culture, do not question or reject that identification." So basically, if someone identifies as something objectively false that's clearly disprovable because it is factually inaccurate, it does not comport with reality, people are supposed to accept and not reject that assertion. It actually says, do not question or reject that identification. It says, if someone identifies with a particular label or culture, do not question or reject that identification. And that's why I use the term intellectual insanity. This is craziness. Okay, and let's move on to my second overarching topic today, which has to do with the vast support that institutions are giving to the LGBT movement. And on a previous podcast and in other articles, I've explained that academia is very much involved in supporting the LGBT movement and in actually promoting a revolution to redefine gender. But today I want to talk about businesses and also the media and also, interestingly, the CIA. Did you know that the CIA sponsors LGBT events? That's the topic of one of my recent articles. Right there on CIA.gov, it states, quote, CIA was a sponsor and hosted a recruitment booth for the Hampton Roads Pride Festival in Norfolk, Virginia, end quote. And the booklet for that event lists the CIA as a $2,500 plus sponsor. The next level was $5,000. And the CIA has sponsored other LGBT events as well. Here's one that's interesting. The CIA is listed as a sponsor of the Out and Equal 2016 Workplace Summit. But the FBI, NASA, and U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement are also listed as lesser-level sponsors. Now, I don't know how much these agencies donated. When I contacted the organization, the response that I received basically said that it's not their policy to divulge that information. But what I do know is that their logo, the logos for the FBI, NASA, U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, and the CIA are listed as sponsors of the Out and Equal 2016 Workplace Summit. And did you know that Fox News, CBS, ABC, Comcast Universal, which is the owner of NBC, and CNN sponsor events for the National Gay and Lesbian Journalist Association? And Cliff Kincaid at Accuracy and Media has reported this before. And here's something that I've discovered. NBC has a special segment of its website that's called NBC Out, and it's dedicated to covering LGBT-related issues. They also have a Twitter account and a Facebook account, and I think an Instagram account for NBC Out as well. And when it comes to businesses, there are a lot of businesses supporting the LGBT movement. For instance, the Human Rights Campaign is an organization that describes itself as, quote, the largest national lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer civil rights organization. So it's basically, it's an organization committed to promoting the LGBT agenda. And on their list, the Human Rights Campaign corporate partners list, here are some of the companies that I've extracted out of there that stood out to me. American Airlines, Apple, Google, Microsoft, Intel, Dell, IBM, Coca-Cola, PepsiCo, Nationwide, Northrop Grumman, Target, Bank of America, Capital One, Citi, Ameriprise Financial, Goldman Sachs, Morgan Stanley, Lincoln Financial Group, TD Bank, Prudential, Chevron, BP, Shell, Lexus, Pfizer, Nike, Tylenol, Starbucks, Whirlpool Corporation, and Hyatt. So unless you're planning to go off the grid, it's probably going to be nigh unto impossible for you to boycott all of the organizations that are openly supporting the LGBT agenda. And just as another example, here are some of the sponsors listed on the NYC Pride website. Delta, T-Mobile, Walmart, Facebook, Netflix, Lyft, The Walt Disney Company, Hilton, Whole Foods, Unilever, Macy's, Nordstrom, Williams-Sonoma, Amtrak, HSBC, MasterCard, MetLife, Nissan, Goldfish, V8, Diet Coke, Vitamin Water, Chipotle, Hard Rock Cafe, Gap Inc., and Quest Diagnostics. So, in addition to media organizations and government organizations, a lot of businesses are supporting the LGBT agenda. If you'd like to read my articles about some of the topics that I discussed today, like the bizarre courses being offered at American colleges or the CIA sponsoring LGBT events, you can visit academia.org and aim.org, or you can visit my Facebook page for links to the articles as well. Okay, well that's the show for today, so I want to thank you again for joining me on the Media Madness podcast, where we stop the madness by analyzing the news, critiquing the media, and discussing a variety of topics. I'm Alex Nitzberg, and I hope you'll join me on the next episode of the Media Madness podcast.